We'll report next on one of the most hyped baseball prospects ever. Pitcher Steven Strasburg's fastball made him a number one draft choice last year when he received a record contract for an amateur, $15 million. Not an amateur anymore. Tonight he will pitch in his first major league game for the Washington Nationals. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Before he's even thrown his first pitch on sports talk radio, TV, and internet sites, Steven Strasburg's been called the best pitching phenom in years. Here's Kurt Schilling recently on ESPN.
I've never seen anything like this.
Really?
No, never. Nothing close.
Nothing close?
No. Not at that age. That polished.
Schilling should know, or know better. He's a pitching legend himself, the hero of Boston Red Sox World Series victories. Schilling went on to say that Strasburg, when he plays tonight, instantly could become the best pitcher in all of baseball. That's a lot of weight to throw on the shoulders of a 21-year-old. But here's why there is so much interest in Steven Strasburg. He really does have the potential to be great. Thomas Boswell is a baseball writer and columnist for the Washington Post.
There are very few pitchers who, from the first day they arrive in the major leagues, are clearly seen as part of an arc of pitchers in baseball history that they resemble so strongly in their potential that people can't wait to see where they fall along that range of pitchers.
Strasburg could be one of those prospects who turn out to be busts, or who shows flashes of brilliance and then, and it's a common hazard for pitchers, has a career-blunting injury.
Or at the high end of the most optimistic you could conceivably be, Roger Clemens, all-time great. That's what we're talking about.
Boswell notes that even great pitchers often get off to rocky starts.
In Roger Clemens' first six starts, he pitched home and away, good teams, bad teams, and got hit by everybody. People in New England were, oh my Lord. By the middle of the next year, his second season, he was having shoulder surgery to end his season. People thought that Clemens was a huge bust.
But Clemens came back the next year and pitched the Red Sox to the World Series. Still today, in an era of constant sports talk, it's not just Strasburg's blazing fastballs and sweeping curve that will determine greatness, or his competitive streak and ability to understand hitters. Now Strasburg's got to have the skill to deal with the round-the-clock saturation sports news, especially if he doesn't meet all the hyped expectations. Stan Kasten knows. He's the Nationals team president. He talked from the team's dugout before a game this weekend.
This is unprecedented, the amount of attention that he's gotten. I've been in sports business for 30 years, and I've never been around an occasion where an incoming player had this kind of spotlight focused on him.
The Nationals started Strasburg in the minors, in part so, with less scrutiny, he could experience bad pitching days.
Yeah, we had a hitch in that plan, yeah.
But Strasburg blew through minor league hitters.
Yeah, we want him to work on all the stuff relating to having men on base, and alas, he just never had a lot of men on base. And we wanted to see how he would bounce back from a real drubbing, and alas, he never got that drubbing.
Strasburg is said to be private, reserved, and surprised by all the attention. Still, if Strasburg thinks there's been a lot of hype about him, wait till he meets Bryce Harper. Last night, the Washington Nationals got the first pick again in baseball's amateur draft.
The Washington Nationals select Bryce Harper.
Harper is just 17, but he can hit a baseball so far that last year, when he was still 16, Sports Illustrated put him on its cover and called him the most exciting prodigy in sports since basketball star LeBron James. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.